You're listening to SBS News.
Denmark has become the first country to announce it will permanently stop using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine over a potential link to a rare but serious form of blood clot. The decision will push back the scheduled conclusion of Denmark's vaccination program from late July to early August. But that new timeline is based on the administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, whose rollout in Europe has been delayed over similar clot concerns. Health Director Søren Brostrøm explained their decision.
We suspended the use of AstraZeneca in Denmark on the 11th of March out of an abundance of caution. We have intensively investigated this signal with national and international experts. We're now convinced of the plausibility and the causality of this rare syndrome. It is a very serious case. We also have a risk estimate of 1 in 40,000 of vaccinated. So we have now today chosen to continue our vaccine rollout without AstraZeneca. It is not because we believe it's a bad vaccine. So our decision is contextual and specific to the specific situation in Denmark.
Denmark put AstraZeneca on hold last month after a 60-year-old woman died with blood clots in several parts of her body just a week after she received the vaccine. Authorities, however, have not pinpointed the vaccine as responsible for her death. Health official Camilla Fogged from the University of Copenhagen says it is a challenging decision for Denmark to make, but ultimately it is the appropriate one for the country.
The authorities have made a really sensible decision by stopping the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. We cannot do that with AstraZeneca, where these rare side effects occur. And if we continue to use it, it's just a matter of when the next case will occur.
Sweden's health agency has announced it is pausing its rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. It is to await findings of a review by the European Medicines Agency before deciding on the next steps. The European investigation is working closely with counterparts in the United States who are weighing up options. Authorities are looking into a handful of unusual blood clots in people who received Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot. It's not clear if the six cases so far are definitely linked to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky provided this update in an online public meeting with medical authorities investigating the matter.
These reports of cerebral venous sinus thrombosis and thrombocytopenia are similar to reports of thrombotic events with thrombocytopenia seen in Europe after vaccination with the AstraZeneca vaccine. I know the information we have presented may be very concerning to Americans, especially those who have already received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The risk of a blood clot is exceptionally low. But also, I want to reiterate to this group, even in this group, these events are extremely rare. This demonstrates that the safety systems we have in place are working.
On the ground, community clinics like Howard Brown Health in Chicago say the pause is a setback because the one-dose vaccine eliminates a common challenge. Chief Operating Officer Ken Griffin says it is much harder to convince people to return for a second dose in low socioeconomic communities for many reasons.
The healthcare community and vaccinations has had a very disenfranchised historical relationship. Having the one shot allows those individuals to come in and obtain one shot and they are done, and they are now having the 60 to 70% efficacy of the vaccination. So now that we don't have access to the one shot, it's going to be harder to try to make sure people come in for the second doses.
Meanwhile, the Pan American Health Organization has revealed that Haiti and Venezuela have rejected AstraZeneca delivery offers provided by the COVAX program. These allocated doses can now be reassigned to another country. The Pan American Health Organization also denounced the critical situation facing Latin American countries due to unequal access to COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Carissa Etienne called for solidarity in ending the disparity.
This is an ongoing tragedy that we've been living with for the past year. The impact of the pandemic is such that no country, no government, no political leader can afford to look the other way now. We must face the burden of inequality, or our region will remain vulnerable to this pandemic and to the next one and to the next one.
Haiti currently does not have a single vaccine to offer its more than 11 million population. Meanwhile, French government spokesman Gabriel Attal says the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine will be administered in the same way as the AstraZeneca vaccine, only to people over 55.
Le vaccin AstraZeneca, chacun le sait, suscite Les réserves.
As we all know, the AstraZeneca vaccine raises reservations and doubts, even among a large proportion of our fellow citizens. I understand that there may be reservations because there has been, for several months, it must be said, some back and forth in the scientific authorizations that have been given concerning who should be injected with it, for whom this vaccine is recommended. It's a vaccine that was initially recommended for the younger age groups in France, but it's now recommended for the older age groups. And so I can understand perfectly well that the French are asking themselves questions in this context.
In South Africa, there are currently no other vaccine options available other than a large batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. It is being given to South Africa's 1.2 million healthcare workers as part of a large-scale study, but it is not available to the general population because it has not yet been formally approved for use in the country. Health official Mosa Moshabela says South Africa plans to begin large-scale vaccinations next month, but it is dependent on Johnson & Johnson and hopefully some Pfizer vaccines. The plans are to inoculate 40 million people by February 2022.
I was initially disappointed, and I was disappointed largely because I had understood that the US had specific reasons to pause under a particular context, and that is that they have other options in terms of vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna that they are rolling out, and they've already rolled out millions of vaccines.
Pfizer has announced it is to increase vaccine deliveries to the European Union by 25% this quarter in a bid to help the bloc overcome delays. The US drug maker and its partner BioNTech will bring forward 50 million deliveries scheduled for the fourth quarter, adding to the 200 million doses already planned. The company has provided around 66 million doses to the EU in the first 3 months of this year. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.